There is a people group in this region that is isolated from the gospel due to political reasons. And our partner in that region is Voice of the Martyrs. And they've been doing great work trying to reach these people by sending Bibles on balloons. And this was the early type of balloon that they were using. But they put GPS trackers on them, and they realized that only 9% of the Bibles were going anywhere near where they wanted them to. And they hoped that we could help them improve on that figure. So we began to look at their equipment and their methods, and pretty soon we were able to make big improvements. But first, we needed to do some testing. So there's Carol blowing up a weather balloon. Fortunately, she didn't have to use her lungs, but a vacuum cleaner works very well. And here is how large that balloon can go. And then, in order to test our system, we did some high altitude checks. And you can see the curvature of the Earth there. And then we're almost in space, up in the stratosphere, 30 kilometers or 18.8 miles high. And as you can see from the ice buildup, it's very cold up there. And here's the current setup. A new type of weather balloon with Bibles on board. And I don't know if you remember your school physics, but as a balloon rises, the pressure in the atmosphere decreases, so the balloon envelope expands until it gets to a point where it bursts. And then the balloons can be will fall to Earth, and people will then be able to pick them up. But some people asked, well, isn't that dangerous? If somebody gets hit on the head with a Bible, that would kind of give a new theme for being called a Bible basher. But we did some tests, and we released our... here's one. So that's what the portions of the scriptures that is a New Testament and Psalms and maybe a few key verses from the Old Testament. So we dropped them in this form, and because of the flat surface, it slows the Bible down, so its terminal velocity is fairly low, and if that was to hit you on the head, you'd notice it, but it wouldn't do you any major harm. So, are you familiar with the term unreached people group? And in Christian mission circles, there is much debate as to the definition of an unreached people group. But before we go into that, I'd like Carol to read from Romans 10, 8 to 15.
Romans 10. But what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the message concerning faith that we proclaim. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As Scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Thanks be to God for his word.
So I don't know if